Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. I was saying as we ended yesterday's podcast, we don't allow other people to determine who we are. Blessed is the man who walks down to the counsel of the ungodly. That's the counsel of the wicked. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. This is telling us about a man, this is Psalm 1:1, telling us about somebody who does not determine their value or determine their daily walk based upon those around them, but has something coming from the inside, which we'll see. And one of the things that hit me as before we went off and I looked at the clock, realized we didn't have time, is how much we allow other people to determine our emotional stability. My daughter the other day made a statement. My son, my daughter, and I were riding down the road, and my daughter said something about how her brother makes her mad. She said, "You make me so mad when you do that." And I stopped her and said, "Don't ever say somebody makes you mad, because no one can make you have an emotion. People do things to you, and then you have an emotional response. Own it." Okay, own it. If you're going to be angry, but don't blame other people for your anger. If you're going to be happy, but don't determine your happiness on how other people act. If you're going to be fearful, but don't let other people be the source of your fear. I don't want you to be fearful. I don't want you to be angry, but I'm just saying those are your emotions. So it's not really right to say he made me mad. And what I was really trying to teach her was, don't allow other people to have that kind of control over you that they can determine your emotional stability, that they determine that you are mad. If you get mad, then you got mad. That was you. That wasn't them. You can say, well, they poked and they poked and they poked and they pushed me and they did it to me. Well, they may have done all of those things, but you have a response. You make a choice on how you respond to people. And when you can learn to live that way, and that is being led by the Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit be the determining factor in what you do with your emotion. Because getting mad's not a bad thing. You need to have some anger. If somebody's doing something to you and your anger will help you respond, then that's okay. Paul said, be angry and sin not. So we can certainly take it too far. But the psalmist is saying that a man is happy if he can walk without the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful. Notice that he's standing where he doesn't stand in the place where sinners stand, and he doesn't sit in the seat where sinners sit. And I think that phrase scornful is important, because we do not stand where the unbeliever stands. We stand on the rock. Jesus said they stand on the sand. We do not sit where the scornful sit, which is in a seat of scorning judgment, scorning others. And we live in a society where it's becoming easier and easier and easier to be scornful with anonymity because of social media. You can log into a place like Facebook and you can get scornful to everybody and put a fake name and a fake picture up there, and you don't have any personal responsibility for being scornful. So we are living in a society where it's actually almost, you're almost the oddball now if you're not scornful. If you're not scornful of the president, if you're not scornful of the government, if you're not scornful of the school system, and if you're not scornful of your boss. But you're better than that, believer. You are a child of God. It is not your call to go to work today and be scornful on everything and everybody you see. This leans back to something we said last week on the podcast, and that was that Paul told the Corinthian church that I'm here to help your joy. And I think that's the part of the ministry of every believer, is to be a fellow worker towards the end of the common end, which is to see joy come out in people's lives. We'll move deeper and do a verse or two more tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.